We're going to talk to Chester now. Hey, Chester.
Hey, biatch.
Dude. Hey. Dude, I got... Dude, why do you smell so bad? What the hell are you wearing?
I smell free. Patchouli. Some Indian gave it to me.
An Indian gave you patchouli?
Yeah. I'm tribal.
Dude, don't wear that stuff, man. That's out of date. No one wears it anymore.
Yeah. But I smell like an earth child. Now I'm ancient.
Who told you that crap?
It's an Indian guy I know. It's an Indian.
Where did you meet an Indian, Chester?
Down at the mall.
Dude, that was probably just some stupid hippie kid or something.
No way. He had long hair. I'm like an Indian.
Dude, you thought he was an Indian just because he had long hair?
Yeah. He had beads and peace pipe.
All right, Chester, don't go to the mall without us anymore, dude. Let's just do this interview, okay?
He sold me blacklight posters too.
Visualizing black light. It's coming from an attic. Inside, you find Cody and Sancho. And they are finding the others.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey.
Alright.
Alright.
Yeah. Alright, so what do you think? Do you think I need to run another test and make sure that this thing's recording properly? It looks like it is. Or should we just go for it?
Yeah, it seemed good before.
I mean, I'm glad we put so much faith into this fucking technology shit. considering we tried this like 2 weeks ago and talked for what, like an hour and a half or some shit.
Right.
Dude, the recording. What's that?
Got half of it.
Well, right. I mean, because like when I went back and listened to it, it was like the craziest thing you've ever heard. Because it just sounded like I was talking to myself for an hour and a half. You know, you just hear me laughing for no reason. It's like,
there might be some good stuff in there then, maybe a couple clips. Huh?
I don't know, man. It was painful just to even listen to, so then, you know, I couldn't do it. I thought about doing something with it, but no, man. It's like, anyway. So, what up, man?
Shit, Naga.
Shit, dude, we should probably say that this is Black Light in the Attic, and I'm Cody, and you're Sancho?
I am Sancho.
Right, right.
Yeah, I am related to Pancho Villa, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, all Mexicans are. For real. I thought it was true, like my grandfather would say that, you know, and I mean, you know, we're like white Mexicans or whatever, we had to like assimilate, but I thought it was true, but like we're related to Pancho Villa, and then I find out from like real Mexicans, you know, like, oh yeah, that's like a folk thing, everybody's related to Pancho Villa, he's a folk hero, like, oh, you know, Pancho Villa was your great uncle, you gotta be strong, you know, good stuff.
When you figured that out?
I first learned that about a year and a half ago.
Wow, wait, you just figured that out?
I didn't figure it out. I was told that, man. It was like something I forgot from my childhood, you know? My grandfather would tell me that, like, here and there, you know? And then I was reading a book. I was at my place of employment, and I was reading a book on it, and some Mexican dude's like, oh, yeah, everybody's grandpa in Mexico tells them that, you know? I'm like, related to Pancho Villa, Okiro, and shit.
That's hysterical, dude. Like, I don't really remember, but that reminds me. Dude, I gotta get used to talking to people again. I'm, like, severely impaired at talking to people, I think, because I don't do it enough anymore. What's up?
You don't get out anymore, huh?
Dude, never. I mean, I go to the dog park, and that's about it. The dog beach and the other dog park.
You've been sneaking, bitch, lately.
In the corner store to buy cigarettes, and other than that, I'm pretty much good. But your story reminds me of that my parents always tell people, and that's when I was a kid, because I have kind of like darker toned skin, you know. I'm actually darker than most like Mexicans I know. You know, I'm just like, I absorb the shit out of the sun, and I never burn. I just fucking chameleon, like, you know, just whoosh, dark, you know. And so when I was a kid. Oh man, I got all kinds of, yeah, you got them too, gas and coughing and holy shit.
Open my champ, that's all.
At any rate, man, I'm glad we are of such high quality. This is great. I'm so glad we're recording now. We are picking it up right where we left off. Same high quality shit. So let's get back to this story. So when I was a kid, though, because I'm darker, my brother is a lot lighter than I am, and my mom's dark like I am, and my dad's light like my brother. So when I was a kid, one time I guess I approached my mother and asked her, you know, hey, mom, you know, why is it some people are white and some people are black like you and me? It, like, I thought my brother and my dad were white and my mom and I were black. Like, I don't really remember asking her this, but I mean, this is something I truly asked her. And then, see, the other thing was, like, I know why, though, is because she had hair like the lady in the Jeffersons, you know, because I always used to watch the Jeffersons. And, like, so, I don't know. I mean, but it's funny when you think about it. And then I grow up to be an adult that still has fucking dreadlocks, you know, like, probably somewhere in my subconscious, I still think I'm black, you know?
Repping the dark skin, man.
Yeah, don't listen to reggae.
And still, that blows my mind to this day that you don't really listen to reggae.
No, I don't. No,
really. So crazy. Mm.
Speaking of reggae,
woman does. She loves reggae, and I love reggae.
Oh yeah, dude. There's a restaurant right by our house. It's on the beach, like right on Lake Michigan. And every Wednesday in the summer, they have a big ass stage and everything. But every Wednesday they have reggae at the dock, they call it. And it's been going on. And my wife goes there almost every week, and I've never once gone. Ever.
Is that the Wild Hair?
No, they shut that place down, and then they actually opened up a new one, which I have not gone to. But no, this is at a restaurant that's on the beach, like on Lake Michigan, like not over in Wrigleyville, like where Wild Hair was. But this is like on the water almost. Like, it's in the sand. You dance around in the sand and shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Yeah, no, you don't know it's awesome because you haven't gone.
Well, I've been to the dock when they're not playing crappy reggae music. But
God.
Speaking, oh my God. What's up?
Nothing, man. I'm just shocked.
Anyway, speaking of music and stuff, let's why don't we go back to the format and play a tune?
Yeah, let's play some Eka Mouse, because that's some good fucking reggae. Phil, you never heard of Eka Mouse?
Dude, I'll let you, dude, for once, you know, I'll let you pick the opening. Yeah. You can pick the song. You just got to make sure you send it to me, and then you can pick
it. All right. Yes. I already know the tune. This is Eka Mouse with Ganja Smuggling.
All right. This is the only time this is ever happening.
Okay. Itty, itty, bong, bong, bitty, bong, bong. Right.
All right. Cool. Hey, and then, hey, I need to go grab something out of the other room. I'll be right back in a second, right?
All right, G. Like, all the years I've known him, he's mostly had dreadlocks. Like, there's a short time where I'd see him here and there, and he like had short hair and shit. I was like, whoa, what the fuck have you been?
I can't imagine.
Bitty bitty bong bong bitty bong bong.
Are you doing this all by yourself here in the background?
Oh, Christina's here. I was going to tell you.
Oh, hey, what's up, Christina? How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Sound effects for your show. Sound effects for your show. Sound effects for your show. Sound effects for your show.
Yeah. Dude, you probably witnessed the recording of more of these shows than anybody else ever.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
And
it's
been so interesting.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen...
Yeah, right?
I mean, I guess it's got to be somewhat entertaining if you let him do this over and over again.
Yeah, I let him do it.
She's also restrained.
Yeah, right.
Aww.
You paid her off.
Yeah, you don't know.
No,
you're
not.
Right there.
God, no.
Christina, why do you hate me so much?
I don't hate you. Why do you think I hate you?
Why do you hate him?
Actually? I don't know. I think it's the dreadlocks, really.
That's a good answer. But dude, I have this crazy story. It's kind of long, but I gotta tell it. We have a little bit of explaining to do. We're not gonna get too detailed or anything like that, but
explaining. Some explaining though, Cody.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Where's my chit?
Well, dude, it's pretty obvious. We haven't put out like a real, like regular Bleeda in a while. And
we've been putting out though, still.
Right. I put together a little doohickeys here and there and put them out, but I mean, really, I haven't had the time, or, you know, basically just haven't had the time. I've been too busy doing other shit, like getting married and getting a new profession and
that. Growing up and all of that.
Right? Yeah, right. Exactly. So let's not really, I don't really give a shit. Let's not talk about that shit. But anyways, so at any rate, but I've had an honest yearning, you know, or like an itch, you know, and it's been getting more and more intense as time goes by to like get, you know, to get back at it, dude, you know. And it's like, it's just like, I think up until like yesterday when the story I'm trying to tell you really got to get started, like I didn't realize that what I really needed was some sort of like kick in the ass or some sort of like real catalyst to like make me be like, all right, dude, that's it, you know, we're gonna do this. Because that's what I really, really, you know, needed. I've been able to work out the time now for a while. I just haven't been feeling motivated. So,
basically, too, man.
Yeah, well, I know, totally. I mean, totally. But like you were saying to me, you know, off the record before or whatever. I mean, like, dude, I do, you know, almost all the production, and it's just like really, that's where all the time really is. I mean, us talking right now, it doesn't seem like it takes a lot of time, but doing all the shit afterwards is really the.
Oh yeah.
Time-consuming part. Anyways, so I've been waiting for something to happen, and yesterday I'm going doing my Facebook junkie bullshit Sunday, and just relaxing, and I come across this stupid thread, and I don't want to get too much into it. I want you to talk about this thing later, like I mentioned before. But basically, there was this thread that started with Jan Irving or whatever, and. To make a long story short, he was in a debate with a couple of other people in the Psychedelic Salon Facebook group. And regardless of my feelings about the actual theory or Jan or anything, like the way this conversation was going was starting to get me kind of like hot and bothered. Like, I don't really like to watch people badmouth other people on the internet. And I especially like just pretty much despise like Facebook arguing. It's like I've never participated in it, dude. Like, I just don't get involved in it. I think it's really dumb, and it just kind of like annoys the shit out of me, you know. Like, even like this season, like I pledged like a month or two ago that I'm not gonna get all political and post-political shit anymore, because I just fuck that. I don't care what anybody thinks about politics anymore. I just don't give a shit what you think about politics.
Yeah, I'm both Bush this year. That's all I'm saying.
Right, seriously.
Bush 2012. I'm making t-shirts and shit, dude.
I'm seriously just done with pop internet propaganda. Done with it. You know, I just fucking fuck all that. So anyways.
Have fun with it.
Exactly. And I certainly don't want to like argue about this shit with people on Facebook. And what I'm talking about is, it wasn't about politics. It was about Jan's new work or whatever. And these guys are arguing. And the bottom line is, he like started calling this guy like a shit mouth liar and a Jew and all this sort of stuff. And like, I don't really know what happened. It was like one of those moments, like where like that thing in my brain kind of goes, and I just stop caring. And I just like got in there, and I don't remember exactly what I said, but
at 30.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is I pretty much said, you know what, Jan, I think you're an asshole. And I said it just like that. Like, I think you're an asshole. And then he came right back. Like, and I tried to do it as nice of a way as I could. And it's fucked up because that was the nicest way I could think of it. What I need to say was, you're an
asshole.
Seriously. And I know it's hard to believe, but that's seriously, like, really. And, like, so he comes right back with, you know, you can fuck off too, Cody, da-da-da-da-da. And I don't even remember what everything else he said because, I mean, I wasn't, anything I even said in my first comment had nothing to do with what their theory was. Because, like I said, I don't even understand or really even care that much about that. It was more about, like, the demeanor and the way he was conducting this conversation. And it was just totally inappropriate. And I was like, well, if he gets to be inappropriate, then I'm going to be inappropriate, you know, like, you know, and like,
you started it.
I'm not trying to say what I did right. I'm just saying what I did.
You know? I'm hearing you out, man. I haven't read it yet, so you know.
Well, it's been taken down. So you're not gonna read it. It's been removed. At any rate, though, one of the things he said in there was one of the things he said. He goes, yeah, because all of a sudden he starts criticizing me and my comprehension of these theories he's putting forward or whatever. And he's like, no wonder that you and Sancho don't, or Sancho, he goes, no wonder Sancho won't work with you anymore. Like, dude, like, who is this guy? Who does he think he fucking is? He doesn't know shit, you know? It's like, here's some people putting into question the way that he comes about his conclusions. And, like, just, like, to prove those people's points, he comes out and just comes up with some wild fucking shit. Like, you know, like, I don't know. It was just totally off the wall. And that just sprung me even worse than I already was. I think I came right back out like, you know what? Just fuck you, Jan Irving, you know? Like, just like one line, you know? Just fuck you, Jan Irving. Like, straight up, fuck you.
Oh, man.
And I'm the guy, like, I'll put that shit out there and I won't edit it and change it. Well, he turns around and, like, threatens this other dude that he was in the argument with, saying that he was going to, like, cut his throat or something. And then he edits it later. While we call him out on it, they call him out and then he retypes it back out. And it's there. And I take a screenshot out of it. And that's, like, the only thing that survived out of, like, this ridiculous thread. It was this screenshot of him threatening to cut this dude's throat. And if he basically said something like, if I was still in the 1800s, yes, I would drag him out into the street and cut his throat. It was something along those lines. Like, and it was, dude, you know, and that's all I really have to say about that. Like, but at any rate, though, it really, like, the thing that pissed me off the most was, like, his comment about you and I. Like, am I wrong? You and I never were in any fight or disagreement about anything, right?
Christina and I were actually talking about that earlier. I'm like, man, if I had to fight Cody.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I would have to pull a dread, though. And I would be like, dude, I'm sorry. And I would just have to rip one out. And then, like, follow up with a quick elbow. Like, dude, I'm sorry. Ow.
No, but I mean, but like.
Like, you guys would never fight. I'm like, no. No. You actually wouldn't.
And like.
If I had to, though, you know?
Yeah, but like, for the record, like, our situation.
Fuck, it would hurt me.
Terrible.
As much as it would hurt him.
Yeah. That's sweet. But for the record, though, flat out, you and I never were not working because you refused to work with me, ever.
No.
Okay. Yeah, so fuck you, Jan Irving. Yes. You know, seriously.
Oh, man.
Get off saying shit like that. Anyway, so.
Yeah, it gets ugly, man. And
you know, I don't care. This is my show, not Psychedelic Salon, you know, thread. I can say whatever I want. I'm the only one responsible for my actions here. And, you know, if he's got a problem with it, he can block me on Facebook. So, whatever. You know, I don't know. Anyway, so let's move on with my story. That's not important. So that really.
But your point is, though, is like you weren't really addressing his argument and like what the information he's presenting. What you're talking about is his way of dealing with people.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that my way of dealing with people was any better. I'm not saying that by any
means. Well, yeah. You said you slang just as he did or whatever, but at the same time, it was like, you know, that was why you kind of got into it, right? That's what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. Dude, yes, that's what I'm
just,
saying.
All right, yeah, I'm just trying to, like, understand and, like, re-summarize or whatever.
Dude, I was more or less, like the picture in my mind, if it was a political cartoon and it was one frame, it would have been Jan Irving as a bully and these two guys, like, with questions written on paper in their hands looking for guidance, and me in the background, like, what the fuck is this guy fucking torturing these guys who are asking him questions about his work? I mean, dude, if he spent all this time on his work, he can't expect nobody out there to question it. And if he really wants people to understand it, then he should be there to help them understand it rather than call them stupid Jew liars. And that's it. So, anyways, after that.
Yeah, I don't know.
After that.
Yeah.
After that, the thing that really stuck in my head, not Janice, was my thoughts about, like, Black Light in the Attic. I'm like, man, this fucking really should be getting recording, you know? I mean, maybe it should be recording. And last night I put 5 episodes of The Psychedelic Salon on my phone. And this morning I started my brand new routine, which is, like, I get up with my wife in the morning, send her off to work. And my new routine is to take the dog out right away. And because I'm trying to fix my schedule from working all night to being up in the morning again regularly. So my new tactic to keep me from going back to sleep is to take the dog out right away.
Right on.
Now I walked the dog this morning for 3.5 hours, just listening to The Psychedelic Salon. And dude, it did nothing but, like, fuck yeah, dude, you know, I need to make a fucking podcast. And then I came home and got ready and then went to take the dog out again a little bit later. And I don't remember what it was. Something happened. I was standing in front of the bookshelf and I don't remember what it was. Something happened, but I was reaching for something, or something weird was going on the bookshelf. And for whatever reason, I found myself looking at A Light in the Attic by Shel Silverstein, which is on our bookshelf.
Right.
So I'm like, this is getting to be, like, the weirdest, like, 24 hours ever. So I'm like, you know, I better open this book and see what's going on. And sure enough, so I'm holding the book right now. So, like, I pulled the book off the shelf. And, like, you know how, like, the cover of the book, like, the sleeve or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know how you get... So, like, whoever had the book last had it like opened and like used it for like a bookmark.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh man, I'm like, dude, this fucking like poem or whatever better not be
put up to that page and it's gonna mean something.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I tell you, that's like the Sufi technique. I love that shit. It's like the Sufis used to like have this like divination kind of thing where they would like be in like seclusion or a recluse or whatever, and they would be like having questions burning in their mind, and then they would go out in the streets, and like the first conversation they heard would be like would have like the monumental universal like meaning for them. You know what I'm saying? Like the first fucking like conversation that they like chanced upon when they went out after long meditation, that would be like their oracle.
That's crazy. Hey, but I mean,
so you open this book and what happened?
Well, let me just read you the poem that wasn't being covered. Like, you know how, so obviously there's two poems.
Yeah.
Well, the one
Silverstein who used to fucking drop acid and smoke weed and shit.
Oh yeah, totally. And this podcast name for this book, so everybody's clear. Yeah,
fucking kid reading that shit.
Cool.
So anyway, so
I'm sorry, man. I'm stealing your thunder. Go ahead.
So the page that wasn't covered up by the sleeve. So I was like, all right, well, this is the one that I can see. So I have to read this one, right? So it's called Zebra Question, and we may as well read it. It's pretty short. So check this out. So Zebra Question. I asked the zebra, are you black with white stripes or white with black stripes? And the zebra asked me, are you good with bad habits or bad with good habits? Are you noisy with quiet times or are you quiet with noisy times? Are you happy with some sad days or are you sad with some happy days? Are you neat with some sloppy ways or are you sloppy with some neat ways? And on and on and on and on he went. I never asked a zebra about stripes again. So, I don't know. I'm not really sure what the meaning is there. But it's still a cool story. And it's even cooler because, like, you know, like, in a way, like, it's like, you know, like, you know what? I'm never gonna fucking... talk to fucking Janice again online ever again. And like, and like, it's weird because this story here is like, it's got like the whole black and the white, the duality of things, which is like a huge interest of mine. That's like the whole idea behind black, white in the attic, and fucking so many other things that we've done on this show. So yes,
work in the dark to play in the light, right?
You have to work in the dark to play in the light. All that shit. It's like it's my deal. So you know, I'm totally. Whatever. There are too many things lining up where I'm glad that you're able to try to get together with me today so we can at least chit-chat some, because it seems like for whatever reason we're supposed to be doing this again.
And here we are.
Yes, here we are.
Back in the attic.
That's right.
Summer. Cody and Santo. Get fucking naked on your face.
She doesn't like that, huh?
She's like, you had me. you had me, kid.
Yeah. Alright, so I guess it's probably be my turn to play a song now, and then do that.
The sword, and you will join me. Choose the ball, and you join your mother in death. You don't understand my words, but you must choose.
Sancho was there, and yes, we got really.
Did that go out?
Well, no, we talked about it, but that was the one where you could only hear me talking.
Yeah.
So, I got married, which is awesome.
You got married, and my wife is awesome.
The Wedstable. It was wonderful.
Wedstable was actually a fucking awesome time.
It really was.
It was really cool, man.
It really was.
I had a great time. Everybody that I met, like, weddings sometimes can be kind of awkward because, you know, there's, like, the families and stuff. Every single person that I talked to was really cool and, like, totally down to earth and just had, like, a bunch of amazing conversations that, for the most part, I don't remember now, but it was fine. But you got to give me, you know, I don't think any of us really remember most of the conversations. It was, like, a fucking 100.
Yeah, it was very, like,
I reported fucking degrees, like, all day, man. And we were, like, straight drinking all day, like.
Oh, my God.
It got damn professional to catch a buzz in that weather, because.
Dude, we were drinking when the sun was coming up, man. Oh, God. I mean, we were, like, we drank.
Oh, by the time I got there, man, you were like. Yeah.
Dude, we drank every drop of alcohol at the wedding, at the Wedstable, except for the champagne and some red wine.
And like at one point, like I was like drinking beer mostly. Like we started off, we brought some vodka and fucking drinking vodka lemonades. And then I switched to, you know, you had some good keg beer or whatever. And then fucking, I go, you guys had like the margaritas and the pina coladas. I figured, oh, those are probably just mostly ice, you know, like something to cool down with.
I know.
And, dude, I grab us a couple of those. I come back to the fucking tables, like me and Charmaine and fucking Christina, a few other people. Maybe you didn't drink those, but you're drinking beer. They were strong as fuck. I was like, what the fuck is shit? Like a fucking double. I mean, the way I would normally like it, but I was like, damn, dude, holy shit. I thought this was going to be a little break, man.
No, we weren't messing around, that's for sure.
Still, like, a lot of people that hadn't showed up to set up camp, but there's a bunch of people that were setting up camp, and I didn't really know too many people, so we kind of, like, went off to the side and started setting up our tent, and we were underneath this tree. I figured that'd be a good tree, like, when the sun comes up in the morning.
Terrible idea.
So, like, yeah, the sun sun's, you know, coming up. This will be a good shady spot in the morning or whatever. And I'm just like thinking or whatever. And so we set up fucking camp and we pour a drink and I hear shit like hitting our tent. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And it's like, I don't know what it is, like falling under a tent. But I keep seeing these like little Japanese beetles, you know, like those shiny ones. Yeah, that, like, started coming around and those are like these crazy Japanese like fucking Asian beetles that like started invading our territory like 10 years ago, man. And like, so we're under this tree and we're fucking drinking and I'm like, what the fuck is this shit falling on our tent? And I look up and there's all these Japanese beetles like on this branch. I shook the branch right above us. Yeah. I fucking shook the branch. And dude, it was like the fucking seventh seal of the apocalypse had been fucking broken. And like plague of fucking locusts came out,
they
dude.
All, like,
the whole fucking tree was like full of these Asian beetles. And once I shook one little branch, the whole goddamn thing erupted. And it was a huge fuck. Dude, your brother was like, what the fuck is going on over there?
Now we have to dive out of the way.
Yeah, dude, we like ran the fuck out of there. And we were like, holy shit. And it was just this swarm. And like fucking like 15 seconds later, they were all like back onto that tree. Like they were all boning on this tree. They were all getting it on. And like the droppings were like going onto our tent.
No, we heard them like all night long, like dropping.
Yeah, yeah. Good thing we had like covers on the tent and shit.
Oh my god. That's crazy.
Like, we were just getting shat and cummed on by Asian beetles all night, basically.
Image.
No, but it was seriously, it was like a fucking black cloud that just came out of this tree and like fucking swarmed up and like went right back into the tree. It was fucking crazy, dude. We did not stay by that tree long after that.
Dude, I wouldn't either. That's scary as hell, man.
Yeah, I mean, the other trees had some of those beetles, but it was like that one specific tree they just loved. They were just like,
no one was like, no one had their tent underneath that tree.
I don't know. We were just like the logical progression in the line of like people setting camp, you know? There was like a small break in between us and like the next tent.
Yeah.
And after a while there was other tents around us, but at that time we got there, it was just, fuck it, you know, instead of putting it on this side of the tree, we'll put it on that side of the tree underneath.
Yeah.
Shade. And then we got the fucking plague of locusts hitting us.
I judge wisely, as if nothing ever surprised me. Lounging between two pillars of ivory, I'm lively. My dome piece is like building stones in Greece. My poems are deep from ancient bones I speak. I'm overwhelmed as my mind roams the realm. My eyes the visions, memory is the film. Others act subtile, but they fragile above cloud. They act wild and couldn't grudge a crowd. No matter how loud they get, though they growl and spit, clutch their fists and throw up signs like a crip, and throw all types of fit. I leave them split like ass cheeks and rag quits.
Yeah, that wedding, I don't know, the whole day went by, the whole day and night went by so fast. From my point of view, I mean, dude, and I was there at like 9 in the morning, or I don't even remember what time, but it was early, like helping, making sure everything got set up and was there for the flower people. I mean, I was there all day in the heat, dying. And then once it started getting close to like wedding time, you know, I was like, man, this shit's going to go down, you know, this shit's going to actually go down. And I hadn't even like changed my clothes yet, you know, or anything. And it's like, oh no, man, this shit's gonna go down. And then for a minute there, dude, for just a little while, it's like, shit, what if nobody fucking comes, dude? Like, we have all this shit set up, we spent all this money, and fucking, you know, like, we had this big ass yard where, like, because we were, I don't know if people understand, but like, we basically had everybody camp out, you know, at our wedding, and
the lame one's got a fucking hotel room, so if anybody that went is listening to this and had a hotel room, you were fucking lame.
Well,
I'm calling it like it is, man.
Oh, well.
Well, except for her family.
Yeah.
They have to be listening, which they're probably not, I hope.
No, I'm sure they're not. So I just remember like going inside the house and cleaning up and then changing, and then coming back out the front door of the house that was like facing where everybody was camping, and it was like all of a sudden like there was nobody there when I went inside, and then like came back out a little while later and it was like boom, festival. And I was like, oh shit, yeah, it was awesome, dude.
You were on mode, fucking, you were out there, man, because when we pulled up, you were like, oh, all right, Sancho, yeah, park over there. And we're like, like 20 minutes later, so you're like, oh shit, you're here, dude. What's up?
Dude, yeah, it was a crazy day, man. It was a crazy
good
time.
It was a really good time, though, man.
Yeah.
It definitely was fucking... there was something else about that day I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember now. Yeah, it was cool, though. I like the attire, too. Everybody, including you, all the not everybody, the groomsmen. We all had the nice blue, baby blue polo.
Yeah, it was super classy.
Fuck yeah.
Khaki shorts and flip-flops.
Pictures, yeah, exactly.
Jesse shows up in patchwork shorts.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, dude, I had to go out and get these patchwork shorts. I'm like, why? I asked you to get khaki ones, too.
Yeah, because he would do that. That's why.
Fucking Jesse. Oh man. Yeah. Oh, good day, dude. It's funny. It's such funny shit, dude.
Mark Mike in the attic. 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 Mark Mike in the attic.
Camouflage chameleon. Ninja skill in your building. No time to grab the gun. They already got your wife and children. A hit was sent from the president to raid your residence because you had secret evidence and documents on how they raped the continents. Enlist the prominent, dominant Islamic, Asiatic, black Hebrew, the year 2002. The battle's still with the rule. 6 million devils just died from the bubonic flu or the Ebola virus under the reign of King Cyrus. You can see the weakness of a man right through his iris. Unlord, you snakes get thrown in boiling lakes of hot oil. Uncoils your skin. Chicken heads getting slim like olive oil. Only plant the seed deep inside fertile soil. Fortified with essential vitamin and minerals. You just got four blankets up in cloud beside my pillow. Rolling with the lamb, 12 tribes, 144,000 chosen. Protons, electrons always cause explosions.
Funny as shit, dude. Yeah, we ended up having the guy at the hotel, like the shuttle guy, come and pick us up at like 5 or 6 in the morning from the place, and we slept at the hotel for like 2 hours, and then went right back. And we were back at the festival at like 9 o'clock, and everybody that camped was gone because it was already like 100 degrees.
Oh yeah, dude, it was hot.
Oh yeah,
fuck. It was crazy hot, dude.
Oh yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe
like,
it, dude.
Like, you caught a buzz that day. You're a goddamn professional.
It woke you up.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it has
definitely kept you on your shit.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, because, I mean, everybody, seriously.
Got you going around, too, man. Holy shit. Every time I turn around, somebody's like, hey, I got this fucking bubblegum skunk G13 crossed by fucking bubble double bear. You want to try it? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, dude, it was my wedding. What else would you expect? We had a ganja treat fucking dessert table.
Oh, I didn't know about that. What? I'm glad I didn't know about that.
You guys missed out on that? Oh, dude, there was a whole.
I would have been wrecked.
Oh, dude, there was a whole tray of. There was like, I don't even know. There was like Rice Krispie treats and turtles and cookies, and like there was like a whole shitload of different
table,
kinds
all
of things.
All the kids were like around all day.
No, this table was. Yeah, no, this table was. It was inside the house, but I thought you guys knew. I mean, I guess you would have had to been told to know about it because we didn't want the kids to get at it.
Your mother said something, but I'm glad I didn't know about that. Actually,
yeah, there was quite a few like older guests at our wedding that like that just totally I think didn't even know what the hell hit them, like passed out sitting up in chairs and stuff, like like I don't even know. So I was like, who is this, you know, 50 or 60 year old woman passed out in a chair sitting up right now, you know, like half a cookie still in her hand and crumbs on her face, you know, like I don't even know.
We went back to camp. I missed the whole fucking crazy like wrestling match late night you guys had.
Oh man, yeah, I wasn't involved in that.
I was like falling asleep and I'm like, I'm gonna go out there. No, you're not, motherfucker, you're staying in here with me.
No, it was fucked up. It was like my best friend, it's a girl, ended up in a wrestling match with like Libby and Libby's best friend, and at one point my friend was like, Cody, help me, and it was like my wife now was like, no, we gotta go, you stay the fuck back. And I was like looking at my friend like, dude, that's my wife telling me no, I don't think I can help you. She's like, what? broken. Like, her best friend wouldn't help her anymore because I have a wife. It just gets all emotional. I mean, it was the night that ran the whole spectrum of different possible drunken things that happen, you know? Like, yeah. It was fun, man. It was good times.
Yeah, shout out to fucking Kristen because she says she listens once in a while. And she was, like, the first person I met there. And she was like, you're like, oh, yeah, this is Sancho. And she's like, Sancho? Like Cody and Sancho? And I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, my God, I've listened to you guys. And, dude, that was, like, the theme for the night. Like, everybody I met, I was like, yeah, what's up? I'm Sancho. Oh, like Cody and Sancho? Like, yeah. Like, dude, like, everybody already, like, knew me, you know? They, like, heard my voice and, like, were aware of my existence before meeting them. I didn't know, like, anybody, pretty much, you know?
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's interesting. I forgot about that. Everybody probably did know who you were.
Yeah. Like, seriously, like, almost everybody I met was, like, that was within a certain age range of, like, Cody and Sancho? Oh, what's up?
Yeah, so you met Lucky and everybody, right? Like, my boss or whatever?
Yeah, dude. I met, like, Ross, fucking TO3D.
Oh, TO3D. Nice. Yeah, oh, dude, everywhere I was.
The banks of G, all cream down to bet. Money feet good, opposites off the set. It ain't hard to see my C's need guard degree. I got mouths to feed, unnecessary beef is more cows to breed. I'm on some tax-free shit by any means, whether bound to hit scheme or some counterfeit cream. I learned much from such swift cons to run scams. Veterans got the game spiced like ham, and from that, sons are born and guns are drawn. Clips are fully loaded, and then blood floods the lawn. Discipline, every action was a fraction of strength that made me truncate the length one temp. With a stump, tweeters hiss like air pumps. RZA shaped the track, niggas caught razor bumps. Scar trying to figure who invented this unprecedented opium scented, dark tinted. Now watch me blow him out of shoes without clues, cause I won't hesitate to detonate them short fuse.
TO3D, nice. Yeah, oh, dude, everywhere I went this summer, man, because I went to Bonnaroo. Actually, I had a pretty busy summer. I mean, I went to Bonnaroo. I saw Fish a few times, or a couple times. I don't know, whatever. I went to Bonnaroo, Fish a bunch of times, and what's that one? Not summer camp. I'm sorry, my brain's fried right now. All Good Music Festival, which was in Ohio this year. And I don't know, but everywhere I fucking went, I see that guy. Like, he just, like, gets around. All he does is travel around and sell those fucking blinky, like, psychedelic lights they fucking whip around.
Yeah, what is it called? What is this company called?
3D Lights, dude.
3D Lights. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Dude, TO3D, I've known him as long as Blacklight in the Attics existed. Like, the very first weekend I ever met TO3D was at the first Rothbury. And I think, like, our first or our second episode of Blacklight in the Attic was me talking about Rothbury. And I think I even told the story about TO3D, the guy that fucking was wearing every blinky necklace he could buy at the festival. And then next thing you know, here you go, 5 years later, he's not the guy that's buying them all. He's the fucking dude that's slanging them, you know? Like,
dude, this shit's badass, dude.
It is badass. He's a fucking cool guy.
Insert his website, man. Promote that shit. He's cool.
Yeah, I will promote that shit. It's 3D Lights, dude. Just look him up. Fucking, I'll post the link. I'm really bad at that shit, dude. You and I need to come up with a better system for that.
I don't know. Is that normal for him to, like, does he grab ass normally?
Grab ass?
Yeah, it was a moment we had. Like, hey, what's up, man?
He grabbed your ass?
Just kidding, dude. We got to promote his company. No, Todd was really cool, so fuck it.
Yeah, super cool.
Fuck shit.
Dude, yeah, we actually went, like I was mentioning, going to All Good Music Festival, but we went with Tanya and her husband, Jason, who we actually met last summer at Red Rocks when we saw Primus and the Flaming Lips play together in Colorado at Red Rocks last summer. And like not long after that show, they got engaged and so did we. So it was like they got engaged right around the same time we did, right after that Flaming Lips show. And then we got married within like a week or something of each other. And we both took our honeymoons to All Good Music Festival. Both of us, like as couples, like her and her husband and me and my wife, are the same astrological pairing. You know what I mean? Like we're both Aquarius and Aries couples.
Really?
Yes. Both of us as couples are both Aquarius and Aries, or Aquarius and Aries. And both of the guys, her husband and I, smoke the same brand of cigarettes, and her and my wife smoke almost the same brand of cigarettes.
Oh my God. They're the menthol ones, aren't they?
Yes, the menthol ones, the light menthols. Is that fucked up though?
Yeah, that's really cool, man.
Yeah, it's totally fucked up.
What Penny would have to say about the astro pairing.
I don't know. Well, I totally. And you know what else? Oh, you know what else is even more fucked up than that? Like, dude, like seriously, it was like fucking doppelgangers or something. Because they came over here before we actually went to All Good, and they stayed over here a night before we went. Like, they stayed here a night, and we went the next day. I don't remember the conversation we were having, but we were talking probably about how I don't like reggae music. That's usually how it starts. And Libby's like, yeah, Cody doesn't like reggae though, you know, and she'll say something like that. And she's like, he listens to this weird music. And Jason, you know, Tanya's, you know, fucking husband, he's like, what? Like, what do you mean weird music? Like, what do you listen to? I'm like, I don't know. I'm listening to like this like weird metal and like doom and shit. He's like, oh, do you ever listen to Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats? And it's like Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats is like this totally obscure like doom psychedelic doom metal band, and I totally listen to them. I'm like really obsessed with them right now. At the time he asked me, it was like the current thing I was obsessed with at that moment in time. And it was just like, are you serious? Like, how I can't imagine. Like, it was just so weird, like hanging out with these, but it was cool though, because like we had never really hung out more than like 15 minutes, you know. It was the last time we met, we talked for 15 minutes, and here we are, flash forward a year later, we're all married and hanging out, and we all get along perfectly. So it was a good time. And then we went to the festival and saw the Flaming Lips like really close to the front up there, and it was bad as shit, and rocked the fuck out. And yeah, it was sweet, dude. It was real sweet. So shout out to them for good time. And then October 26th.
No.
At the Oklahoma City Zoo, dude. Oh. There's a free Flaming Lips show.
No.
Ooh.
Yes. 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 It's free, dude.
Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
Free, but it's in Oklahoma City.
Yes.
Yes. Yes,
I'll go, but I can't.
You should, dude. It's a Friday.
I won't have the funds for it.
Can you get the days off?
That I could probably arrange.
I mean, you could ride with us.
Yeah, it's not just about that.
I mean we're gonna probably cancel. It's a free show. It's gonna be ridiculous. Dude, the last time they played at the Oklahoma City Zoo was when they recorded that DVD, UFOs at the Zoo, which was like the first time that the band ever used their UFO that, you know, that comes from the ceiling and all that.
Yeah.
So the last time they played at the Zoo was the first time they ever used the UFO, and they made a DVD of it. This is the next time.
Something.
Yeah, well, there's been some tweets and stuff about a new quote-unquote light show. And so there's some speculation they might, like, unleash some shit. At any rate, like, they're not doing the New Year's Eve freakout this year, and they're calling this Freak Night. So it kind of appears to be sort of like a replacement for that, I guess. So, not to mention it's free, and it's in their hometown, so I'm sure they're going to go all out. It's going to be bad as fuck.
Dude, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it'll probably be, like, you know, like one of the best lip shows of the year, because, you know, because it should be.
When is it? The 26th?
Yeah, of October.
Of October?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to probably leave. Libby's going to probably take half a day on Thursday, and we'll probably leave like Thursday afternoon or early, like before rush hour on Thursday. And then get there late Thursday night, like, or like 1 or 2 in the morning, Friday morning.
Well, if Jimi Hendrix loves me, I can make it happen.
We'll all right, dude. You should try to make that happen. That'd be pretty ridiculous.
Like, it would be. Yeah, seriously, ridiculous.
Yeah. And Tanya and Jason are coming down, I'm pretty sure.
Tanya.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. It'll be even wilder. For sure, dude. Good time will be had by all. Guaranteed. Just a little something to think about.
Throw it out there.
Just throwing it out there. All right, dude. Well, it's 10:20. Right. We've got like almost an hour recorded. I think that's enough.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff.
For sure. not to mention, I'm just getting tired, dude. I've been up since 6:30 or whatever this morning.
Getting drunk.
Are you? I haven't had a drop to drink. Dude, I never drink anymore. I drink one day a week, maybe.
You're busy, though, man. You can't just sit there and fucking drink all the time.
Oh, fuck no. No, definitely not. I mean, but, like, even if, like, we have, like, beer in the fridge and stuff, like, at nighttime, I don't really drink it. Not unless, like, I'm gonna go all the way.
All the way.
All the way. All right, that's a good way to break it off. I know a perfect song to put right there. All right, let's go. Talk to you, man.
Black light in the attic. 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 Black light in the attic.
Cause I won't hesitate to detonate on short fuse. Fuse, short 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 fuse